With the US election looming, a lot of emphasis is currently being placed on the age of the presidential candidates. There is much speculation about potential cognitive decline and how it may affect their ability to lead. This opens up a broader conversation about how we choose our leaders and how age plays a role in their ability to make tough decisions under pressure. There's a lot of conjecture in this space, so to help us wade through it, I'm speaking with an expert in the field of cognitive decline and dementia to give us all the scientific facts. Professor Karen Anstey is a senior principal research scientist at the Neurobrain and Nervous System Research Institute here in Sydney. She joins us this morning. Professor Anstey, how are you this morning?
Oh, very well, thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now, can you start by telling us a little bit about the different types of cognitive impairment and how they occur?
Right. So cognitive impairment is sort of different from cognitive decline. So we have normal cognitive decline in aging. We see people are slower at processing information. They may have some memory problems. And some of that's sort of what we call just normal age-related decline. But once those difficulties mean that they have trouble conducting their daily affairs, such as managing their own finances or following a recipe, following complex directions on a map, that we would classify them as impaired, of having an impairment in their daily function. Psychologists can actually assess cognition on tests, and we sort of use norms to decide whether someone is in the normal range or not, but we also look at their everyday function.
Right. Okay. So I'm not going to get political here, but for context, the two US presidential candidates are 74 and 77 years old. So how common is cognitive impairment as opposed to decline in people of this age group?
Right. So I just go back to cognitive impairment. You can have what's called a mild cognitive impairment, and then severe cognitive impairment is dementia. So just to get the terminology clear.
Okay, yep.
Now, we know from population-based studies in the United States that 20% of adults aged 17 and older have what's called cognitive impairment. So they don't meet the criteria for dementia, but they do have some cognitive impairment. So that's about one in five adults over 70.
Yep. And so the likelihood of the 74 and 77 year olds, does it increase with age out of interest?
Yeah, so it increases with age. It's also, there are there's risk factors and protective factors. So people that are highly educated and have had a very, worked for a long while in a complex sort of intellectual environment may have protection through what we call developing cognitive reserve, and people that have a healthy lifestyle and fewer risk factors, like haven't had a stroke, they've got maintained healthy blood pressure, that though all of those factors will mean you're less likely to have cognitive decline. But as you get older, the risk of having cognitive impairment increases. So it's higher in the 80s than it is in the 70s, and once we start to look at dementia, in the 80s, about 25 to 30% of adults will have a diagnosis of dementia.
Okay. So in terms of the 70-year-old age group, someone who is experiencing cognitive impairment, what are some of those common effects, or what does that look like?
Right. So again, cognitive impairment would mean they would be having trouble coping in their everyday environment. So we could have memory lapses, which are more than just your average. So it's quite common to have that tip of the tongue phenomenon where you just can't quite remember somebody's name or, you know, the name of a film or an actor. That's not cognitive impairment. That's sort of normal. But when people, for example, see you in the afternoon, they've forgotten that they also saw you in the morning, or they're having trouble understanding their, you know, superannuation and complex financial decisions, they're sort of cognitive, that's how you'd see cognitive impairment play out. It's also dealing with complex information and having to absorb it in a very short period of time. So what we see is older adults are often more experienced in highly practiced tasks and have a very large body of general knowledge. So they can draw on that well, but it's when you have to solve novel problems that the age-related changes become a problem.
Yeah, right. Okay, so if they're coming up against something that they've come up against many times in their life, they're able to react and respond to that and make decisions on that quite well. But in the new experiences, or let's say a worldwide pandemic, which is not necessarily a run-of-the-mill presidential decision-making environment, that's something that's would actually, I mean, it's going to draw on anyone, but specifically on older.
Well, and particularly things like if an older adult has to suddenly learn a new technology and they've got what we call a reduced working memory capacity. So, you know, again, you might know, if just say, take the example of driving a car, you know how to drive your car perfectly well, you've been driving it for a long while, but if you bought a new car with a lot of advanced technology, an older adult is more likely to take longer to learn to use some of that technology and may not be able to learn some of it, depending on their cognitive abilities. If they had cognitive impairment, that may be challenging for them. It's not across the board. We see, you know, older adults in our research studies that have fabulous memories and no cognitive impairment at all. So there's a big range.
I would say there is a big range, because I'm only 39 and I take forever to learn new technologies.
It ranges in all of these abilities, but it's a bit like vision. So vision does decline in aging, visual acuity and visual field just naturally decline in the population, and cognitive changes and brain changes. So you've got that against the accumulation then of some types of neuropathology, like Alzheimer's pathology, which eventually can lead to a dementia. So we've got more reasons for people to develop cognitive impairment in those older years.
Yeah, right. And I guess in New South Wales, people aged 75 and older are required to undergo a medical assessment each year to keep their driver's license.
Yep.
Does that legislation or things like that relate to the possibility of the effects of cognitive decline and impairment as we age?
Yes, I mean, it's an acknowledgement that there's a higher crash risk amongst older drivers, particularly in their 80s, more so than in their 70s. But, the fact that we start to introduce these checks, because there is a higher probability also of diseases that cause cognitive impairment, such as stroke. We do have some of these. Some people might say that's ageist. Other people might just say it's a policy based on a higher probability.
Yeah, considering what we know about cognitive impairment and decline in people in their late 70s, is it reasonable to be concerned about it in older people who occupy important leadership positions, such as political positions or board positions? Is this something that you think should come more into our consciousness now, as we're all living longer and these positions?
Yeah. I think it is. I think as a general rule, we have a right to ask those sorts of questions and to think about it. We should be concerned just for the general health of anyone in those leadership roles and anyone having to deal with complex information and make decisions that will impact others have to, you know, clearly have sufficient cognitive capability to do that. So I think we should, knowing that there is a range, you know, we know that this older adult is a fabulous clinician, but there is a much greater risk of cognitive impairment in those age groups, that it is a fair concern.
Professor Anstey, thank you so much for your time this morning. It's really interesting, and I think it's something that we're going to have to face more and more as we all are living longer, and that this is kind of not becoming the norm, right? But it's going to be a wider issue.
Yes, definitely will.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.